Father, we ask you, Lord, to speak to us from heaven what you're speaking to us in this first Sunday of 2019. We dedicate ourselves to you. We yield ourselves to you. Lord, we want to fulfill what you have called us for. You have brought us in time. You have put destiny in our time. We want to fulfill and help us, Lord, by your Holy Spirit to move with what you have called us for. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, the greatest love for God is Jesus loving his church.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
If anything that Jesus is passionate about is you and I, the church. On Christmas Day, I gave a message. I want to put up the message once again. God's gift that will change your life forever. There are three specific gifts. Okay. Will you verbalize with me? Because it's good to verbalize this. I just want to give a brief comment. You know, eternal God has been involved in forming the church. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is involving the church. The church is the most precious thing, more than the heavens and the earth. More than anything in the world, Jesus' design is for the church. And so we have this. Jehovah God gave, or read with me, Jehovah God
gave his Son, Jesus Christ, to the world for the redemption of the church.
So Jesus was sent for your redemption. Say redemption.
Redemption.
Okay, number two. Jesus gave his
Holy Spirit to the church for its empowerment, preservation, and perfection.
So Jesus gave the Holy Spirit. You have the gift. You have the Holy Spirit. And the purpose of the Holy Spirit, you say, I have the Holy Spirit. For empowering, preservation, and perfecting. The Holy Spirit is working in your life. If you can't discern that, then I want to question your salvation. So Holy Spirit said, work in me. Okay. It's the Holy Spirit that leads you and guides you and puts you in the ministry. It's the cooperating with the Holy Spirit, recognizing the Holy Spirit, you're a temple of God, the house of God, gateway to heaven. And thirdly, the third gift, can you verbalize with me? The Holy Spirit
is
Holy Spirit in you began to search around and gave you the best gift. And the best gift is your prayer language. The church is the only people on earth whose prayers are heard.
Amen. Yeah.
An entire world. I mean, people can debate and people can quarrel, people can fight and say, what about other religion? What about other good men, good politicians, good people, good religious leaders? What about them? Their prayers are heard. I got to say, only the church, God hears the church. Your prayers and heart. Other prayers are just going away. Anyway, just go to the dim air. They're wasting time. The greatest power that God gives to you is you can connect back to God. Connect back to God. And that's praying in tongues. When you pray in tongues, you pray to God. Not to anybody. You pray to God. You can touch God. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're in heaven. Jesus said, let your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the kingdom of God comes into your life and you want to switch back to the kingdom of God. The kingdom in heaven is God, is praying in the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gave you, each one of us, a language or a hotline where you can touch God. If I want to pray, I want to pray to God and God must hear me. 100%. You must be have the assurance. And if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit and have the gift of praying in tongues, My prayer is this morning, somehow or other you will come back to God. Ask the Lord, Lord, fill me the Holy Spirit and give me this gift. It's a prayer phrase language. We are made in an image and likeness of God. Okay? We are made in the image and likeness of God. Say with me. We are made in the image and likeness of God. We are made for God. We are made to touch God. Nothing in this world can touch, can satisfy you except God. Nothing. Every dimension that you go through, nothing will satisfy except God. We are made in an image where we can make to worship God. Image of God, likeness of God. The world is looking for God in you. Or the right Christian, or the righteous Christian, or the perfect Christian, or the Christian who knows God, rise up. That is what the world is looking for. We are made in an image of God. We are made to worship God. Worship is a part of our nation, our nature. Then we are made to live a holy life. Holiness is God in you, walking with God. Just walking with God and saying, it's holiness. We have been religiously deceived by many, many conditions and do's and don'ts and legalism. Many things have come, and we make holiness a very difficult part. It's your part of your life and my life. God's nature is in us, and so we are made to holy. We are made to worship God and to live holy God, to live for God. Holiness. Holiness is the weapon against the powers of Satan. Your worship is a weapon against the power of Satan. Your likeness of good and likeness of God is also a great weapon against Satan, and Satan hates you. Hello?
Yeah.
I got good news, God. Satan hates you, but he cannot touch you. Because you are like God, you are made with to worship God, and you are made to live in holy God. Made to live in holiness. Holiness is a part of your nature. Say with me, holiness is a part of my nature.
Holiness is a part of
my nature. It means you're separate. Separate, walking with God. Too many demands are put on, too many perfection until we cannot live as a human being. God said, live naturally, supernatural, supernatural, natural, and we are made with that dimension. We have the Holy Seed of God in our lives. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians. What God is speaking to us in 2019? What God has spoken to us? What is God speaking to us? 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14. God has been speaking to me for the past 6 months. What he's going to do in 2019 and forward. There's something that is taking place. In the world, as I mentioned in Isaiah 60, darkness, gross darkness. And the world is becoming darker and darker. Matthew chapter 24 tells us that. Luke chapter 21 tells us this. That the world in the last days and the generation will go darker and darker and darker. Crime will increase. All the lawlessness will increase. Everything negative will increase and increase and increase. We do not have to be shocked, because this is the fallen world that we live. But in the church, revival. God is bringing a people of God to himself. And the Holy Spirit is at work. God gave you regeneration. God gave you the Holy Spirit. Jesus gave you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit guides you, lead you, lead you everything. And he's given you a time. He'll take you. So, God, I told the Lord, what are you speaking to us? What are you really speaking to us? We don't have another sermon or a message. We want what you are speaking. You know, if you can hear God's voice and hearken to his voice, then you have got your sin right. Can you put up these words up? 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14. I want everybody to verbalize this verse. Okay, can you? Okay. Verbalize this verse. In this is the ingredient of what God is going to do from now on. There is an outpouring that is already begun. That has been poured out. Okay, verbalize with me. 1, 2, 3.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. You look at this word, this phrase on this verse on face value, but this is where the ingredient of what God is going to do. There is an outpouring that has already begun sometime. Last year it accelerated. Now there is an outpouring, and we got to know there is an outpouring that is God is pouring out. And that pouring of the Holy Spirit will have three dynamic effects that will change your life. Number one, in that outpouring, God gives you grace. Say with me, grace.
Grace.
Grace from the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, the scripture is very clear. Grace from the Lord Jesus Christ. We know about grace. We know power to live, power to do God's work, unmerited favor. But this grace of God will come upon you that you will have greater dimension to live for you and to know and to do great exploits for God. And most of all, a changed life. It comes from the Lord. It's the grace that will come upon you. Say with me, the grace of God.
Grace.
So there is a special grace that you never experience. Whatever seasons you are, you will have grace. You will have that grace. In the time of at your height, there will be grace. The time of your loneliness, God will be, the grace will be there. Time of sorrow, time of people dying, or funerals. When my father died, I had special grace to do the whole funeral. I didn't know that he died. After 3 months, then I woke up and said, oh, he has gone to be with the Lord. The special grace will come upon each one of us. This is a time that we will tap on the grace of God. Unmerited higher favor is also it's a power to live a life. Many of us are going to do great exploits for God. It is the grace of God that will change us, ministers of the Spirit. Say with me, ministers of the Spirit. What it means is, I've been living in this world for a long time, and I've seen great preachers, great speakers, politicians, cult leaders, orators. They can preach what they believe, their doctrine, and they fall short of one angle. They never go further. But ministers like you and I feel the Holy Spirit when you preach and when you share and share testimony. We go beyond their doctrines. We bring down heaven and bring the dimensions of God. Bring salvation, healing, deliverance. You bring hope. You speak life. And it's the dimension of the Holy Spirit. God is going to change us to ministers of the Spirit. Say, ministers of the Spirit. When you talk about the love of God, lay hands and impart the love of God. When you talk about the gifts of the Spirit, activate. And this is our time that God is activating the grace of God with everything. Not only you will do naturally, supernaturally. I remember in 1970, I've heard about many preachers speaking, but no one demonstrated the power of God until one man from India came over to my home. And he began to share about the love of God. An Indian man, a preacher. And after that, he prayed for the people who were sick. And people were healed. There was a man who was actually a medium. When the moment he saw him, he fell and screamed. And I saw deliverance ministry for the first time. And I said, something here I have to get on. Something is special about this man. And talked to him, he's baptized in the Spirit. And he talked about the grace of God. Nothing special in him, but he's born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, gifts of the Spirit demonstrate. You know, you need to be saved. You need to have the fruit of the Spirit too. But at the same time, you need the gifts of the Spirit too. Say with me, I have the Holy Spirit in me.
In me.
He's a source of the fruit of the Spirit.
Source
of the gifts of the Spirit. So you need the character and the demonstration. Don't put it apart. All must go together.
Yeah.
You show love, you must also demonstrate love. Love will heal. Love will heal people, will bring people, but the gift of healing is the one that brings divine healing. Are you with me?
Yeah.
I say, you're sick, I say, I'll show you love. Okay, that's all I have emotionally and give you. But it's the demonstration of the gift of healing that will bring answer to your body. Both must be in 2019, make it both together.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fivefold ministry will be given to you, and everyone a call to a certain giftings. And only you know what to do and what not to do. Say with me, only me.
Only me.
Know what to do.
Know what to
and
do.
Not what to do.
Know what to
so
do.
In other words, we can't compete. We can't, we are not in competition. We are not in a race. I'm better than you. No, you do what God has called you for. And you must be satisfied to what God has. So say grace of God.
Grace.
Special grace in 2019 onwards is going to come. That you will do great exploit for God. Second, there is a special anointing of love. Say with me, love. Special anointing of love. Okay. We know about love. We know John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. For whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you know that verse is hanged on what God loves us? And many of us have put God, love of God, in a box, religious box, and we have never touched on God as emotions. In the camp, Songs of Solomon show that God is emotion. That is dimension of God's word. God, this grace, this love, and the communion of the Holy Spirit will take you to know God more than what you've seen. God is also God of emotion. Mm. He's a spirit. Say, He's a spirit.
He's a spirit.
He's light.
He's light.
He's love.
He's love.
And He's a consuming fire. This is the nature of God. We know it from the scriptures, from our doctrines. This is the nature of God. This is the dimension of God. That means God lives in a heavenly realm. It's a spiritual realm. We are made in the spirit. In our spirit is made, we can touch God in the spirit. We can know God is light. Light will expose everything. Light will show. Light is pure. And we will begin to know God is love and God is a consuming fire. But at this particular time, God is going to put special love to you and for me. The Songs of Solomon is all about, and I think in the few months in coming, we will expose the love of God. Bob Jones, a seer prophet, who went to be the Lord in 2014, shared his testimony that in 1975, April 8th, he died. He was a prophet, he died. And he went to heaven, and then he saw the big queue before Jesus, and he was watching all the Christians. And Jesus asked this question. I think it's something that we have you learned to love God and His people. Then, you know, the next person, have you learned to love God and His people? And when he came to his turn, Jesus asked him, have you learned to love God and love His people? Have you learned to love? He couldn't understand that. He said, no. We emphasize on soul winning, which is a part of love, helping, doing all the things. But the key point is loving God. In John 17, Jesus prayed like this. Father, the love that you love me, the Father loved me, I now give it to my people that you have given to me. The love that God loved Jesus, or God loves God, Jesus, is now given to Jesus. Jesus gives to us. And you look at it, if you cannot have the revelation of God, you miss something. God loves us first. The demands of God, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and will, and emotion. And love your neighbors, yourself. You are familiar with these 10 commandments. Love God and love His people. But the point of love, in particularly in the book of John 17 and the Songs of Solomon, tells us God loves us with all His spirit, soul, body, mind, with all His emotion. He loves us. And because He loves us in that love, we respond with God with all our spirit, soul, and body. And we get what I mean? There's a special love, God-initiated love. You cannot initiate love, because one of the nature of God is love. And that love will cause us, His love for us is the one that causes us to Him. You do not have to to cry out, or you do not have to make up that love. You just respond to His love. You know, God is love. Say with me, God is love. God say, I love you. God say, I love you. God is love, I love you. The best He can do is respond to His love. All those who are married, all those who have girlfriend, boyfriend, those who know, the moment you say, I love you, there's a certain chemistry that takes place. You respond. The best you can respond.
Yeah, yeah.
God is asking the same love. He loves us. So He said, Lord, I love you. Mm-hmm. When you respond to that, the chemistry of love in your spirit, soul, and body, and emotions comes in. And then you begin to have, you don't have emotional love for God. God has emotions. Amen.
Yeah.
This grace and this love will take us to know God, whose love.
Amen.
His love got color, they say. His love is faithful. His love is unfailing.
Mm-hmm.
He so loved us that He gave Jesus. The dimension in words in English cannot express the emotion, but God really loves us. Because of that love, when you can find the dimension that He loves us, then your life changes.
Yeah.
So the next thing outpouring is the Holy Spirit will take you to commune with God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit. So this outpouring of the Holy Spirit now is say grace, love, and communion of the Holy Spirit. These are the key that's going to change. Ask God to open revelation to us. Because why God? We are made in an image of God, and Adam and Eve actually saw God, loved God, nothing to hinder. When the fall of Adam came, that is deception that came, everything of God was shut off.
Yep.
But the dimension to love God is still there.
Yep.
So we dive into earthly things. Can I ask you a question? Why everybody want to get married? It's a question that you gotta ask. Because there is certain longing in our hearts that we know it's of God. We don't want to miss Him. True?
Yes.
And that's all He says.
Yes.
When you get older and older and say, Lord, when is, what's happening? There's a longing. I want to say with you, in 2018, 19, God is going to open the door, and I'm going to call it the seven, this is from Mike Piccolo, seven longings of the human heart. If you can't find your place of what is the seven longings, in fact, there's many longings. Because we can't touch God, we have diverted into immorality. Many have diverted into drugs. Many have gone into multiple marriages. Many have gone into the entertainment world. Many have gone into drinking. Because there are certain longings that need to be satisfied. Only God can satisfy.
Yes.
What are the seven longings of the heart? We will learn this. If you want to learn, Google Mike Wickle, Seven Longings of the Heart. These books are free. These materials are free. I thank God for Mike Wickle. God gave him everything. He read hard copy. He just charges the printing. But all e-books and all are free. In fact, he said you can take the material, put your name, put your mother's name, and sell it. That's the man who had a heart to help the body of Christ. Longings of the human heart. We go through, skimming through. We skim through what is the thing, and let the Holy Spirit open. And we have all the materials. We have the books. We will have. You can get it in e-books. Okay, free of charge. Okay, number one, the longing. Okay, can you verbalize with me? The best is to verbalize. Okay, one, two, three.
The longing to be enjoyed by God.
In fact, I would say the longing to be loved by God and enjoyed by God. Did you know God is telling He enjoys you?
Amen. Yes.
If you think nobody loves you, God enjoys you. If you think nobody likes you, God likes you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. You are in the image of God. You are a carbon copy of Him. He loves you. Look at your thumbprint. Only one person. There's no thumbprint of Pastor Joseph ever in the world.
Yes.
From creation now, there's only one thumbprint. You are special before God. I want to say God loves you. and he enjoys you. I want you to sink it in the Spirit.
Amen.
Let the grace of God, let the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit brings you to a place that God knows you. There are many people think that God doesn't care. You find God is a distance God. Because we have come to a place where there's no emotion. We have no understanding of God itself. And we think God is strict. And we have all of wrong concept, and that is why we are bringing back you to the foundations in our doctrine, so that you will know God in Scripture. The 66 books is enough for us. The Bible, 66 books is enough for us to give us a revelation. The rest are from the Word of God. There are four dimensions to come. Say four dimensions.
Revelation.
Knowledge.
Prophecy.
And doctrine. Every word of God that we read, you should give revelation, give you knowledge of the word of God, give you prophetic utterance, and gives you a doctrinal stand or a teaching that will establish your heart. Not only we know emotionally, we got to have mentally rationalized God's love. And I want to say this, God loves you. God is love. God loves you. He knows you. He knows what you're going through. You think nobody cares. He knows you. He made your body. He made your soul. He made your hair. He made your eyes, ears, everything. Whatever you're suffering, He knows it. And if you can come into His presence, you can get divine healing.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I was healed in 15 December 1973, and the verse that was kept me through, that the person who I saw is Jesus, who said, "I am the Lord that heals it." It's found, heals you, it's found in Exodus 15:26. I want you to take this. Exodus 15:26, "I am the Lord that heals you, I am the Lord that heals you, I am the Lord," and I was healed. But if you want to continue to remain healing that condition, if you hear, hearken to my voice, obey my statutes and my commandment, then I will be your healer, and I will not put any of the sickness with judgment on Egypt upon you. That means the way to shut out the works of the enemy is to hearken to God's voice. This is Exodus 15:26. Listen to His statute, obey His commandment, and just stand in the God, stand in the presence of God, cultivate the presence of God. Ask the Lord, "Lord, how did Moses live for 120 years? No sickness, nothing. He never went to a hospital. He didn't have a cough and cold. He didn't have anything. He was there just divine health." And the Lord said this to me, the presence of God. If you can stay in the presence of God, your spirit, your soul, your body, your mind, will, emotion transforms. And this is at this time in this generation, the key verse is Psalms 91, secret place. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, in the presence of God. The presence of God is here. If you cultivate and you live and experience and say, "God, I'm in your presence," go into your closet. The closet is your secret, place. Your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Learn to cultivate the presence of God. Say with me, learn to cultivate the presence of God. It's got to go spirit, soul, body, mind, will, and emotions. Because we have shut down from our religious teaching, emotions are not a part of it, we can't feel God. We have to feel God. I want to say, God loves you. God really loves you. God really, God is love, God is love. When you say, "Lord, I respond to your love," you know what happened? He poured the love of God, the nature of God, the dimension of God, the love of God comes into you, and the manifestation will be you can love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Only when God's love is there, then you can love your spouse, you can love your families. And more so, to go extend beyond is to love family. It's very easy, isn't it? But you go to a neighbor, you go to your enemies. This must be the love of God. And that's what God is giving you. God loves you. So I want to just say this. God meets you. He loves you, especially now you're born again, feeling the Holy Spirit. He loves you. When you communicate with Him, He loves you. And He enjoys you. Say, He enjoys me.
He enjoys me.
I take authority over every deception, mindset, that God is against me, God is not pleased with me, all the negative, I cancel it right now. I put the love, the grace of God, the love of God in the communion of the Holy Spirit to take us to a God who is our Father. Father God. In fact, the first thing that you do when you receive Christ, you got to call Abba, Father. Abba!
Amen.
Amen.
It changes you. Whatever language you, whatever lingo that you use right there, scream it out. There will be an emotions of healing and restoration. Do it in your closet, okay? The first thing, the blood of Jesus is enough. In God, repentance and the blood is enough. Look at the life of David, King David. He's a man after God. Then he fell in immorality. Okay? You all know that? We in our traditional thinking and we our cultural teaching for whatever background, we never forgive a person who has done harm to us. Hello?
Yeah.
If someone did something wrong to you, you hold a grudge. But God, what happened is, when David in Psalm 51 repented and asked God, God said, okay, I forgive you. I forgive you. I cancel it, all these things through the blood, and you're free. Now you continue. And after that, God said, He's a man after my heart. I pray that there will be a shift in our thinking.
Amen.
Men and women who have fallen and repented, they've said, enough for God. Come back to destiny.
Amen.
David proved it. Men and women, we can fail, but God, when you repent and wash in the blood of Jesus, you are back on track. I want to just put that. That doesn't give you an excuse to sin. Huh? That's not grace. But if you have fallen, if you have failed, repent and wash. If God slipped, there's no record. 1 John 1 9. If we confess our sin, that's all there. If you have mono law, that means you say the same thing. You have sinned, I have sinned. God said, you have sinned against me, Lord, I have sinned against you. Forgive me. If we confess our sin, this is what God likes for us. He is faithful. Say with me, He is faithful.
He is faithful.
He is faithful to forgive. He is faithful to forgive, regardless how big or how small it is. The sin is, He's willing to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. This is the power of the cross.
Amen.
This is the power of the love. Amen. Forgiveness is easy in God. We have a lot of myth about forgiveness. I think I've shared before. One of the things is, I will forgive the person. You know, the Lord's Prayer, then Jesus gave, saying, if you forgive men of their sin, I will forgive them. If you don't forgive, I will not forgive. It's a big catch. So how do we forgive? Because we have a lot of deception about forgiveness. But God said, forgive. And the word forgive in Greek is a Greek word that is God. Cancel your sin and give you back. Give you life again. Kara zamai. Kara means joy. Zamai means life. That is the word forgiveness. That means God forgives you and gives you back the life to you to live on to Him. Okay, God forgives you. God's forgiveness is that He forgives. The moment He says, Lord, I repent. 1,000 times, you repent. God says, I forgive you. Hello?
Yeah.
He forgives you, He forgives you, He forgives you. I want to say this, when you repent and cry out to God, God forgives you.
Yeah.
He has cleansed you. If God's slate is clean, He forgives you and cleanses you from all unrighteousness. It's clean. If you can get to heaven and see, there is no record. It's washed under the blood. If you know that, you can do great exploits for God. You can live for God. He loves you.
Amen.
One of the greatest statement in the book of in the Songs of Solomon is, "I'm dark but loving." You have a lot of dark spots, but God knows the finishing end.
Amen.
He still loves you.
Yeah.
Even in sin, He still loves you. And that causes us to repent and wash. Don't give up.
Amen. Yeah.
Don't give up. Especially those who fail. Don't give up. In God's sight, it's forgiven. Cleanse. You're right before God. Come back to your original plan. And just make that up. God loves you and enjoys you. So the second longing in our heart is to be fascinated. Religion says when people give you a compliment, look, you're very good, you're handsome. No. I want to tell you this. If that's a compliment, receive it and give it to the Lord. It helps you healing in your seven longings.
Amen.
The more you receive, the more religious you become. More deceptive you become. More pseudo you become. God, there is a longing to be fascinated, and God fascinates you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Okay? Okay. The verses and all we can do later, okay? There's a longing to be beautiful. How many of you like ugly? How many of you like to be ugly? Your own longing rejects that. If someone comes and tells you you're ugly, I tell you. You cry, you mourn, but where do you get the answer? You've got to go back. God says you're beautiful.
Amen.
Yeah.
Beauty is God's nature. You've got to express. The world has taken the beauty everywhere, of course. The word cosmetic has to do with beauty. God wants you to be beautiful. Dress well. In fact, Proverbs tells us, honor and beauty are in his clothing. Proverbs 31. Honor. Can someone help me? Proverbs 31. Honor and for clothing. Honor and I still have my one eye not corrected, so I can't read that much. Honor and strength and honor are in your clothing. The way you dress up for God gives you strength. If you dress up like a beggar, you lose all your morality, you act like a beggar. But God says, dress up like a man and a woman of God. He owns you. In fact, when you come to God, dress up because you are meeting the Almighty God. Dress up businesslike. Because you are facing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I remember going to the Sultan of Iraq once as a minister to appeal for something in our state. And he said, don't wear shorts, don't wear this. And you've got to wear a certain attire, yellow attire. You've got to have certain things. And you got to come before, there's protocol before the our Sultan, our King. And when you go, there are certain protocols you go and you kneel before, and then you talk to him. When you come back, you cannot show your back, you've got to go this way. And I said to him, if I up to such a protocol for a human leader, how much more I got to give a proper protocol for God?
Amen. Yeah.
Strength and honor are in the clothing. And so God is God, beauty. God is looks at you beautiful. Everybody is beautiful before God. Okay? Fascinated. God wants you to be fascinated. God wants beauty. Is there longing to be greatness? Nothing wrong to be great. Huh? Nothing wrong to be one. Nothing wrong to be number one. You get your fulfillment to your longing. Don't make the greatness go off balance. Okay, the other one, greatness. There is a longing to be intimacy without shame. Every human relationship, when you go close, brings shame. And the only intimacy that you have is within marriage. sexual activities within marriage where there's no shame. Others all have shame. God wants you to have intimacy with Him. You can talk to God. Anything you can talk to. You know, God, I asked one young man who was in our church formation, asked, he said, pray for me, I need a wife. So he talked to me and said, how do you pray? Lord, help me socially. That's all he prayed. Lord, help me socially. I said, you got to go for it. This is quite embarrassing. Nothing to be embarrassed with God. He knows in and out. He knows everything. He knows how you were born with your folks. He knows you. Do you know when you die, you go out leaving everything behind? He knows you. This is something that we have. We do not have to be ashamed before God. The earlier that we learn to God with intimacy, by bringing your details and things are shameful before God, anyway our secret sins are before Him. When He knows and you know that and you deliver to you, you begin to cry out to God and God's intimacy will come into you. That's a chemistry that is only reserved for those who want to be intimate with God. It's possible. You draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. How much? One step, God said, I'll come one step. That is the book of James. One step, He'll do one step. I said, Lord, I want to be close. You're close. It's according to your desires of your heart and what you confess. Amen?
Amen.
God, there's a longing in our heart to be wholehearted. If I give you a job, your satisfaction is you want to be wholehearted. You know, our bosses put a lot of standard beyond our giftings. And that's where we lose heart. Do your best. Say with me, do your best.
Do your best.
And leave the rest. You heard this statement?
Yeah.
Do your best in your exam. Do your best. Do your best, your job, the best that you can. That's all God is saying. That is excellent, wholeheartedly, and longing to be deep and lasting impact. We all want to make something that will go beyond our lifetime. I remember I came from Taiping, that is a Maxwell Hill, 12 miles up. Every year, you at least walk up 12 miles, and every corner of the road, the stone with the road, you know, there's big rocks, boulders, we cut our name and put the date. The next year, we come, all the moth and all the things, we clean it up and put our name. All through my life, from 6 years old until I left school at 19 years old, every year I would clean up the boulders and put my name. Make sure everybody read my name. And one day I asked, what am I doing? What am I doing? I want to be. The thing is, we have to make deep and lasting effect. I want people to remember me. You laugh, but it's true, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Make our life. We talk about time. Make our time count. The best that you can invest in your life is in the lives of the people. The younger generation. Raising up the kids. Raising up the young people. You give, this is the highest price. Because we see each of them a great men and women of God. I'm not asking that they will be great pastors and teachers and leaders. That's not our goal. They will be godly men before God.
Amen. Yeah.
They will fulfill their destiny. Yeah. My prayer is each of you will be godly before God, doing your will. Great exploits for God is talents and giftings. But to live right before God and touch God and people touch you and people can see you, see God in your life, that's the great price. Mm-hmm. My pastor was a New Zealander. Before he left, he brought me to the Lord before he left and came back to New Zealand in Taipei. Told me, Joe, you don't have to give me any gifts, you don't have to appease me, you don't have to send God. As long as you are with Christ, walking with God, and serving the Lord, that is my price. And I think that is, I say, why is this New Zealander telling me this? But I tell you, that is the thing. If you can walk with God, with all what we have walked, that is our price. That's the lasting impact. In the church, we have given you principles. principles. Say with me, principles.
Principles.
Eternal truth, principles that has gone into your life, well, that makes your things different. Methods may change, but principle will last. Are you with me? Be men and women of God of Bible principle. Be a man and woman of God of Bible doctrine, proper doctrine, at least the redemptive truth. Let's agree together and walk holy before God. And my job is to bring you into God. Not for ourselves, that you will be brought up to the Lord. Be a sign to bring people to the Lord. Soul winning, changing lives. Touching God, changing lives. These are lasting effects. And if we can do it in a person's life, you have done anything. That rather than giving a $1 million go, spend your $1 million, you have robbed it from all the things that need your sin and backslide. The greatest gift is God. And I think in this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, you are going to see God.
Amen.
You're going to know God.
Yeah.
No God who loves you and enjoys. No God who fascinates so that you can be fascinated to others. No God who says beauty. We are living in a world of so much of racial strife. Basically, they only know God is beautiful as this racial group. It should not cost anything because you are giving a slap to God when you have racialism. Greatness. I pray that all of you will be great people of God.
Amen.
With your talents and giftings, you'll be great before God. Not in the competition, but you'll be great for God.
Amen.
And this is what the seven longing are this. And I believe a lot of it. If you're interested, good. Mike Bickle, Seven Longing for God. Give all the materials. God has raised up men and women for God to us. This grace, this anointing that what God is putting, grace and the love of God and the communion of God will take you to the realm that your life changed when you know every longing can be satisfied with God. Only God can live. We do not have to say, I do not want to be religious.
I don't
want to be legal. I don't want to be do's and don'ts. I want to be a person who do it because of love. Love for God and love for man. You love God, you can love man. You love God, you love man. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. You can love your neighbor only when you can love God.
Yeah.
We're not the other way around. And no wonder we are so tired of love. Now we want God's love.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Another thing I want to say to you at this particular time in 2019 is the time that we live is a time of trouble. A lot of troubles. Many people can get in trouble, spiritual storm, and a lot of deception. The only way to live this life is having a clear conscience. Clear conscience. You know, we did not commit sin of the Ten Commandments, breaking everything. That is obvious. We won't go and rob a bank. We want to know, and we can say, I'm okay. But according to Psalms 19, keep thy servant from presumptuous sin. Presumptuous sin. And let them not have dominion over me. There are certain presumptions sin that has come quickly into our tradition in our life that is offensive to God. Hello? It could be our behavior, it could be our mood swing, it could be everything. Ask the Lord, Psalms 19. Will someone read Psalms 19 particularly? Keep thy servant from presumptuous sin. Will someone read, please? Psalms 19. Especially the part, keep thy servant from presumptuous sin. Presumption is the great sin that we commit, but nobody knows. Can look at
you. Verse 12, who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins.
Okay, that's enough. Secret sin and presumptuous sin. Presumption. To others, it is not sin, but to God and to you, it's something that's hindering your walk with the Lord. How do you want to get rid of it? Very easy. It's a law. I want to be delivered from presumptuous sin and secret sin. Show me. Show me. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the answer will be keeping your conscience clear and the love of God. When you come to a certain mood swing, Lord, deliver me. When your conscience, where God is, pricks you, you say, Lord, I repent. I change. Hello?
Yeah.
Am I talking sense?
Yes.
Some of you have sins that you cannot control. Now, you are, from the outside, you're okay. But it's the blood of Jesus. But that habit needs to be broken by clear conscience and the love of God. Clear conscience. Say with me, clear conscience.
Clear conscience.
So keep your conscience clear, up to date. If you offended somebody, up to date. When you have done something wrong, you slip and tell a lie, they say, you know, the other one, I told the right, actually. It's not wrong. The figure is wrong. Things are exaggerated, presumptions. I made a mistake. That's wrong. You put it right and keep it clear and say, God, I want to be clear. I tell you, the Holy Spirit will change you. I hate to use this word, the trump card of your holiness to walk with God. Trump card is a gambling. Trump card of your to walk with God in righteousness is keeping your conscience clear. That's the key. Because nobody knows the bigger sin, nobody knows the secret sin. In fact, to some people, anger is not a sin. Some people, mood swing is not a sin. Some people, certain things are not a sin. Callousness is not a sin. But to when God tells you this is, to me, is, I'm grieved, then you will say, Lord, I repent, wash me, and I want to keep clean. If it's actually it is to do with relationship with people. And you make it right, I tell you, you can bloom, and you will be the rose of Sharon. Amen. God is going to change you. Seven, glory. And so in the time of deception, time of storm, time of deception, our protection is God, yes. His word, and the church, and the home.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Have you received something from the Lord today?
Yes. Yes.
Love the Lord thy God with all your heart. I want to just conclude by repeating again. Pull up the whole thing. Let's read the seven longings, and let's read the verse itself, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. Okay, just conclude. Hallelujah. Okay, verbalize together. Number one.
The longing to be enjoyed by God. The longing for fascination. Longing for beauty. Longing for greatness. Longing for intimacy without shame. Longing to be wholehearted. Longing to make a deep and lasting impact.
This is God speaking to you now. You just respond. Let's do the other one. 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, okay. So the verse, are not that. Okay, read that verse and we'll conclude. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, the last chapter, which is verse 40. Okay, read to me, and indeed, ask the Holy Spirit for revelation and prophetic language. Yes. The grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. The communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Father, I pray in this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, none of us will miss what you are speaking to us. I pray, let the love of God, the grace of God, come into our spirit tangibly in our spirit, soul, body, mind, real emotion, in our relationship, in our talking, in our behavior, in everything. Let the grace of God flow through, that we will be like Jesus. Let the love of God, the agape, the love of God, Lord, that we cannot understand, come into every segment of our life, every compartment of in our mind, in our emotions, in our opinions. Lord, let the love of God come. Yes. And let the Holy Spirit commune, Lord, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, that we will know God. I pray, Father, that this church will move into a new level in 2019.
Thank you.
We will do greatest work, not only for you. Let the longings of God, Lord, give expansion. I pray for revelation to come.
Yes.
I pray, Father, for download of revelation,
yes,
knowledge, prophecy,
yes,
and doctrine, yes, to establish,
yes,
this into our hearts, that we will be a people of God.
Yes.
Lord, that we will fulfill our,
yes,
destiny.
Yes.
We will not be afraid of when things come in with calamity strike. We will be strong.
Yes.
We will be strong when,
yes,
calamity comes.
Yes.
Lord, even when our own death comes, we will be so in tune with you,
yes,
that our longing will go to heaven with,
yes,
great joy.
Yes.
Lord, I pray, Father, whatever it is, I pray for the grace of God.
Yes.
The grace of God. The grace of God in the name,
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes.
Grace of God.
Yes.
The love of God.
Yes.
And the communion of the,
yes,
Holy Spirit,
yes,
to flow to into,
yes,
us,
yes,
in part and accelerate,
yes,
into our spirit, soul, and body, that we will never be the same.
Yes.
I speak,
yes,
resurrection.
Yes.
Life.
Thank you, Lord.
The resurrection life.
Yes.
We will never be the same.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand up and sing one song, love song for God. Thank you, Lord. I have a love song for God. Jesus, lover of my soul. Can you write to a video? Sing this song. Though the tune is in a different season, but I think the word is still there. Make it a prayer. Jesus, lover of my soul.